Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Vice Guide to Right Now, a daily rundown of all things Vice. It's Wednesday, January 24th. I'm Chris Hurdy. Today we're taking a closer look at the famously disastrous Fyre Festival and how the scamming and scandal haven't stopped. But first, the headlines. Liberal groups railed against Democratic Party leaders for agreeing to end the government shutdown without any deal on DACA and the fate of Dreamers. Many blamed Minority Leader Chuck Schumer for buckling and for further dividing the Democratic Party. On Monday, President Trump announced import tariffs on solar panels as another part of his America First agenda and another blow to environmentalism. The Solar Energy Industries Association said the tariffs would raise prices and result in 23,000 job losses this year. And early Tuesday, a magnitude 7.9 earthquake miles off of Alaska's south coast led officials to issue tsunami warnings and evacuation orders. Authorities sounded sirens on Kodiak Island, and residents were warned via cell phone to seek higher ground or move away from the coast. The warnings have now been lifted. And now, here's the news you won't get anywhere else. Last April, a luxury music festival in the Bahamas advertised famous models on yachts, first-class dining, and performances by not just Migos, but also Blink-182. Something for everyone. Celebrities like Kendall Jenner and Bella Hadid promoted the event on Instagram, and the starting price for weekend ticket packages was $1,200. But when guests arrived, they found sad-looking tents, folding chairs, and none of the promised amenities. That was the infamous Fyre Festival. And now, festival attendees are worried that they're being scammed again. Here's Vice's Ankita Rao speaking with Vice News editor Gabrielle Bluestone on the story.
I remember first hearing about Fyre Festival last year, and it was a shit show. And I was mostly really interested because it involved Ja Rule, who I love. How did you first come across what came to be this huge disaster?
Well, I first came across it the same way I think a lot of people did, which was on Instagram. I had friends and followers who were Instagramming these, you know, artist wristbands and bragging about these lavish experiences that they were preparing for. And something just seemed kind of off about it to me. I'd never heard of it. The things that they were claiming were about to happen, it didn't seem like it was possible to do, to have this massive music festival on a tiny island with no infrastructure, with an airport that can only support, you know, a certain size plane, and there's only so many flights a day that, like, mathematically, you couldn't even get that many ticket holders there. So I started Googling and kind of researching to see what this thing was. And the only consistent thing I could find was that it was totally inconsistent. The details changed, the reporting on it, every story had different price points and different amenities that were being offered. The website itself, if you went back through its history on archive, had changed dramatically from week to week. They would say that tickets were sold out, and then the next day they'd be offering a new batch of tickets at, like, a special discount price. Everything about it screamed, this is a scam. And the more that I dug, the more kind of revealed itself. And it got to the point that about a day or two before people were set to fly out, it was very, very clear that the infrastructure was not in place. People that were already on the island were posting pictures. They didn't have these luxury lodges that they had been selling. They were essentially FEMA-issued disaster tents that had been set up. And it all started to kind of fall apart in real time. And one of the most striking things about this festival is that the people that they chose to scam, or that they, if you don't want to use that word, the people that they had invited to this event that was not what they said it was, we're all the most active people on social media. So it could not have blown up any faster because you have YouTubers and Instagram personalities with millions of combined followers showing in real time, kind of, as you said, what a shit show it was. And I think that that combination of visibility and the luxury that they promised really blew it up into a very big story.
Whose fault was this? Who organized this festival?
So the festival organizer was a company called Fire Media, and they had been building an app that ostensibly would connect private citizens with artists that they wanted to book for parties or events that would allow them to bypass agents or managers and pay this company a fee. And as far as I can tell, they set up this festival as a way to promote the app and also maybe raise some short-term cash. And the company was led by Ja Rule, the rapper, performing artist, and a man named Billy McFarland, who was, I think at the time, like in his young 20s, who had made a name for himself selling access to VIP events. And so they kind of combined all of that into this festival and then marketed the hell out of it on Instagram and got a lot of celebrities to kind of sign on as endorsements. They offered free tickets to, I think it was about 400 so-called influencers, people with a ton of followers on Instagram, models, personalities, that kind of thing. And so altogether, that was kind of the group marketing it. Kendall Jenner, as you mentioned before, I think was paid $250,000 just to post an Instagram post advertising it, but it lent a legitimacy, on the surface at least, to the event.
Was this a Ponzi scheme of sorts, or was it just an unintentional failure on all levels?
I think if you look at the facts, it kind of suggests a combination of both. From what I can tell from my reporting, they did try to put on the festival. They were trying to put the infrastructure in place, but they didn't know what they were doing, and they didn't have any of the things that they were promising at the time. So it seemed like they would pre-sell these activities or amenities and then hope to use the money generated from selling them to actually get it. But they never had enough money to actually put any of that together. And that's why you saw this kind of very half-baked tent set up. They had a little bit of signage. They had one like concierge desk that was branded. They had started to do the things that they promised, but they weren't able to kind of fill it out. So I think the true answer falls somewhere in the middle.
You wrote about this last April and May, and now you've come back with a new story. What happened this time?
Well, a few weeks ago, I think starting in December, some of the people that had gone to the Firefest started getting these emails that sounded remarkably similar to what they had been getting when the Fire Festival was first advertising, which was this kind of elaborate access to celebrities and VIP events that an ordinary person couldn't obtain on their own, and in remarkably similar language to what had been promised. So one of the emails offered access to the Met Ball, which is a $30,000 seat dinner, and every guest has to be approved by Anna Wintour. Even if a brand owns a table, Anna Wintour has to individually sign off on each person that sits there. But this person that was emailing, a man who identified himself to me as a 20-year-old man from California named Frank Tribble, said that he had partnered with the sponsors. It was all set up. If you sent a detailed biography, they would start the process of getting you Met Ball tickets. One of the sources that I spoke to said that he was charging $10,000, and when they pressed him on it, he started offering more and more discounts, but no purchases were ever made. Another email appeared to break pretty big news on the Victoria's Secret fashion show, which doesn't announce its location usually until August, and they don't announce the models that are walking in it until around the same time. Callbacks for that show can usually stretch until a week before the show even. But according to Tribble, the show is already set to be in New York this year, and some of the models had been allotted tickets and had already donated them to the company, and so now the company was willing to sell those tickets to, you know, the lucky people on the email list. And for just $5,000, you could have a front row seat at the show with backstage access to mingle with the models and, of course, after party access. You know, a lot of too good to be true offers that even for people who had spent thousands of dollars to go to a music festival that never existed, even for them, like, it kind of raised their hackles a little bit.
I saw that Chrissy Teigen shared your story, and I think it's really funny that celebrities kind of are even making fun of each other for falling for something like Fyre Festival. What has the response to this been like, and what do you think will happen with these kind of events?
In this case, people are kind of becoming aware that these are scams and not real, so it's a little funnier. But I do think that going forward, it's going to be a lot harder to kind of run this kind of scam. If this is a scam, I mean, it certainly sounds like it to the people that are getting the emails. But I think people are more judicious and aware now and a little more skeptical as a result.
To read Gabrielle's full article, check out Vice News. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. For more news and culture, check out vice.com. And tune in again tomorrow for another Vice Guide to Right Now.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.